Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Hey, Gatch.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher?
Stitcher.
Cause I'll still remember.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too.
Yeah,
but we rule.
I'll wait till I do the next one.
Welcome to episode 224 of the TagCast podcast. I am one of your hosts of the Indian Persuasion, Gatchelopagoligus.
We call our Indian companion.
Ah.
Thank you, Indian companion. I am the non-Indian counterpart. I am having a big deja vu right now.
Deja vu.
Yeah.
Dave Javu.
That's our special guest today is Dave Javu. Formerly known as Super Dave Javu.
Yeah. No, it's Indian Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Indian Jones.
And Dave Javu.
Don't make me show you my whip.
Luckily, we had Dave Javu here to remind us about 24 hours ago while he was sitting on our stoop waiting.
He
was trying to get in the door. He waited all weekend.
Yeah, I know.
And then he's like, you guys, I would have went home, but I just thought of what song you could play. It's by Sabotage.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's who you're hearing in the background.
Thanks for not waking me up. Yeah.
No problem.
I did hear you leave, but I just pretended to stay asleep.
Yeah.
I thought he was a bum at first, but then I realized that there's not a lot of bums in this area.
That's why we had our camera all ready for the bum fights.
I got 20 bucks.
Well, I'm a kangaroo on that. Oh, yeah, there was a roo that hopped through here.
I think the kangaroo got evicted.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Do you ever just keep buying lighters because you always lose yours and then you end up with a bunch of lighters one day and you just find them all?
I
think I got five lighters in my pocket.
I just said that happened a couple days ago.
Have you ever ended up with 25 lighters on your dresser?
I wish I had a dresser.
25,
man.
No.
I've
been wanting a dresser for so long.
Is that someone who comes and dresses you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
See,
I remember those days.
I've had a dresser since I was a kid, but what I was looking for was a cross dresser. It's a dresser that goes across.
You know what that reminds me of? It's Tyler Perry's in this upcoming movie called Alex Cross, where he plays like some action hero or something. But I'm wondering if it's Alex Cross dresser.
Ah, that's the only thing that I can say about Tyler Perry is that he's so black.
Dude, he is brothers of Matthew Perry, though.
Man. Brother from another mother.
Oh man, they must be because he's pretty white. I heard they were just friends.
He's whiter than cocaine.
Go on. Go on now.
That's
I've seen the first episode.
Oh, go on.
I'll go on.
That's all right.
Go on.
You know, he's a snappy snapperson. You know that.
Those movies with Bruce Willis? What you talking about, Willis?
What
he did, Matthew Perry.
9 1/2 yards.
Yeah, yeah. I never watched them.
Never watched them.
Me neither.
Nine and a half yards?
Yeah, the whole 9.5 yards.
Oh, the whole nine yards and then the whole 10 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no.
If you like Matthew Perry and what you're talking about, Willis.
What you talking about, Bruce?
What you talking about?
I just remember Ross Geller, you know. I, too, am a neat guy.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
With Bruce Willis on Friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was he on Friends?
I, too, am a neat. Yeah, he was Jennifer Aniston's boyfriend.
Yeah, she
maybe
was
that's
such
how
a
Ross
smug.
Was dating his daughter, who was going to college. He was a college professor, and she
Bruce
was a
Willis?
Student. Bruce Willis was the boyfriend of Jennifer Aniston.
This is what we call being busted for knowing way too much about Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
She was
yeah,
a slut,
you know
though. She slept with every major star. She slept
funny.
With Tom Selleck.
I liked it until the yeah. last episode when they
no,
all died.
No, that was Courtney Cox.
Oh, busted!
Yeah! I liked it until the last episode when they all died of AIDS. Oh, wait, that was Kids.
That's a Friends.
No, oh, that was the movie Kids. Sorry. I got roped into watching Friends a little bit because it came on after or before Seinfeld or something.
I, too, am a neat guy.
I am a neat guy.
Because that's when he busted him for flexing in front of the mirror.
I do that a lot, actually. I blow.
Okay. Now, what were you saying?
I can't even remember. It's Monday. I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, man, we just woke up. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's when we record.
Even though we released it at midnight.
Dave's got to be to work at, what, 6?
That bush that bush outside your door there, man. Boy, I got a knot in my neck from leaving.
Yeah.
I was trying to use it as a pillow, but that thing is spiky.
You still got a slug on your head.
That bush on your chin has a fucking pot leaf in it, I think, from Dustin's garden.
That bush in Texas.
He's an idiot. A didiot.
What what's he doing now? Is he still? He doesn't own any of the Rangers.
Now, when you
anymore,
mentioned his
right?
name, it just kind of went through my brain. I know it's not true that I thought he was dead, but I know he's not. But I haven't heard anything from George
H.W. and George
W.W.
Both are still alive. George H.W.
Herbert Walker
parachuted again for his birthday a while back.
Oh.
He went on
like
a bear.
85 years old. Or
he went
like
bear shooting.
No,
you,
parachuting.
Oh, I thought he went
did
bear
you
shooting.
About that guy last week that plummeted to Earth from 22.7272722 miles up in the air.
I thought he had to cancel it.
Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't go down.
They canceled it because of the
too
wind.
Too much wind.
Yep.
The Red Bull Edge of Space project.
For those of you who can't see the podcast, Dustin just
30.
Threw his,
what is it? 37.
Gats just threw his pen down and sighed heavily.
Now, what happens if he burns up in reentry? We're going to get 35 camera
no,
angles.
Some guy has done it in 1960 from 102,000
102,
feet.
Yeah. This guy's
this
doing
is
it 120. Yeah.
But it was too windy, so they called it off.
If
it might have
if
happened.
If he opens the door to that,
by now.
That shuttle and he's not wearing a pressure suit, yeah, he'll his
I don't
blood
think,
boil.
I don't think there's going it, to. It's pretty much.
That really
it,
makes my
I don't
blood
think
boil.
Have a door. Closed. I think it's just going
to
go up.
No, no. He's got to. He if he could go up and up to 120,000 feet without his pressure suit. But if you when he opens the door and jumps out,
I think he has his pressure suit on, but he's not going to have the door open.
Oh, he does. But he's going to have to open the door because the capsule.
Yeah, but
going
he's not.
Up in.
He's not
going
to have the door closed.
He is when he takes off. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe.
Would you guys quit arguing?
What?
Can't we all just get along?
So is he going to have the suit on or not?
Because I just
have
suit on.
He will have the suit on, but he's going to have the door closed so mm-hmm. that he would survive if he did it without the suit. But he wouldn't be able to jump out.
I heard a lot of people are pissed, though, because this suit is actually one of the Duck's new uniforms.
Really?
It's got even more advertising on it.
Okay, that was
probably. I would believe it. What is up with those...
Go Ducks!
What is up with those soccer uniforms? Dude, you buy one of those and it has you familiar with the Timbers up in Portland?
I see my friend Jeff Walter post some stuff about them, but I don't.
Dude, their logo's
them.
Like this. It's got a little small, what, maybe like a 2-inch in diameter Timbers logo, and then it says Alaska Airlines across the entire shirt.
The MSL.
That's how the uniforms are. It's tiny little logo and then huge advertisement across.
That's
the
what
logo.
It is.
It's disgusting.
It's kind
of
like.
And so when you buy a jersey for one of these teams to sport to show your support, you're basically wearing a giant Alaska Airlines shirt.
Yeah, kind of like the NASCAR. You know, their whole car is
tied.
Dude, we'll but that looks clean. Cool though, doesn't it? It's got a cool color scheme.
Tide?
Yeah, and you're not going to buy car. A car. You're going to buy the shirt, and it's going to have the,
well,
about the car on there with the logo, but it's still got the car on it.
What about the Viagra car?
Yeah, that'd be like buying a shirt and having a 2-inch face of Dale Earnhardt Jr. and the rest being like a...
Yeah. Tide whitens.
Yeah. I don't know.
It used to be Budweiser. Now it's Mountain... Or Amp.
Ah, yeah.
Well, it comes back to advertising. Cool, it's just all about the money.
I like the color schemes on there.
Ka-ching.
Yeah.
On like the Tide car. I don't really watch NASCAR.
Because you like orange. That's your favorite color.
I watch NASCAR, yeah.
Yeah. Who's doing good this year, Dave?
My brother would know.
Your brother would know.
No, my brother is incessant.
Your brother should know.
Well, I know Tony Stewart.
That's my brother's name, Tony. That's weird that you said that.
Yeah. Is that his favorite racer?
No, they were at Talladega, and three wide,
shaking
eight cars deep, just crazy, just a big pile of cars going in the corner, and Tony Stewart catches somebody's corner, and he ends up flying up and over
Ricky Bobby's car.
Yeah, pretty much. It was a bit. I mean, it was
so. Is that Tony Stewart that talks like there's a descendant of that one driver that was?
No, that's
Stewart.
Jackie Stewart.
Jackie Stewart. I used to watch him race against Mario Andretti.
He was a hell of a driver.
He was. And he was a great commentator.
You know who else was?
Yeah.
Was
a Scotsman.
Gonorrhea Trickle.
Gonorrhea Trickle.
Wasn't that a racer?
No, it was Dick.
Dick Trickle.
Oh, Dick Trickle. Yeah. He just had gonorrhea.
It's called Dick Gonorrhea Trickle.
Okay. But anyway, Tony Stewart. Caught air, went up, landed on somebody's hood, and just took out 28 cars out of a... You know, there was like 38 cars left in the race. It was a pretty damn cool race.
Not a lot of people know that he's related to French Stewart.
No, he just French's French Stewart.
Ooh.
Hey, dude, that guy's dead.
Who's Frank Stewart?
I didn't say he had class.
I thought he was making out with B. Arthur.
You know who you don't know who French Stewart is?
No.
He was that guy in...
Third Rock.
From the Sun.
He was the dumb alien.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't watch that show.
I love that episode where she sneezes. It's like one of the first two or three episodes. She sneezes for the first time. They're all arguing. They're yelling. And she sneezes. And then everybody freezes. And just there's this pause. And then John Lithgow's eyes are huge. And he just says, "What was that?" And her eyes are huge, too. And she says, "I don't know, but I want another one."
Sneeze and a freeze and a rapid lap a dapper.
Whoa, Dustin's busting the freestyle.
And then, so French Stewart.
Busting it.
I don't know.
French Stewart busted a nut.
So his name is French.
Yeah, he's busted a nut while he was tied to a hanger or something. And he autoerotic asphyxiated himself.
Wow.
Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Hey, Kung Fu, get over here, man. Hey, man, don't.
I did not know that for the longest time.
Whip some Kung Fu on your ass.
He'd done all that.
A little 45 on his ass.
Be crazy, man.
I never really watched that show, but it was fun.
I'm hungry.
You got to have a good respect for John Lithgow, and sometimes I miss things that you say, just that are just like quiet little things that you say, and then I'll listen back. And the other day, you threw out a Garp reference.
I did?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I said something about according to, and you said, according to who? Garp?
Weird.
According. I've actually read that book.
Really? Do you have it?
Wasn't the movie with Robin Williams?
Maybe.
Was it Robin Williams in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, and John Lithgow as a crossdresser.
Whoa.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, he played the crossdressing friend.
Accordion who? Weird Al Yankovic. Oh, you guys.
I'm not going to hear that joke until I listen back.
Is that Mortimer's nerd?
We just have some people that come in and laugh every once in a while.
I don't know.
That bitch is crazy. It's just a time killer.
Dave, have you ever taken a dump in a dump truck, like when you were a kid?
In a dump truck, no.
Like a toy dump truck, like a Tonka
leaned truck. Leaned up, no. But against a real dump truck, between the tires, yeah.
What? You shat between two tires on a dump truck?
Well, yeah, because when you're on the road.
Could you know that could dry and harden, and that could, like, get launched out of the truck tires and go right through a windshield and kill a lady in British Columbia?
That would be awesome, dude. To turn through the head.
Because they found,
dude, they would have to have that on a
dinosaur
ways to die.
Poop that's like harder than rock.
Really?
And I'm sure that Dave Wambacher poop would get hard too.
Well, I'm sure it is. I pooped on the roadside in Iraq.
You pooped in a Chevron. I took a picture with my camera, and then I was all like putting it into my computer. And next thing you know, it was like
that was
I get a huge 17-23-inch diagonal shot of big old corn stew, as I like to call it.
It was a 23-inch turd.
No, it was a 23-inch monitor full of corn stew.
Very high resolution.
Shepherd's pie.
No, but let me jump back to the. I was in Iraq and we were in a convoy going in on the when
with
the
CW, night CW no, McCall
the night the night the air war started. Operation Desert Storm kicked off and we went into Iraq.
Were you there at the time?
Yeah, yeah. We were driving into Iraq in a convoy, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I was just bitching. My shotgun, Sergeant Johnson. Says, just go out on the running board. I was like, okay. So I grabbed the throttle cable, pulled it out. So I was going a little slower than the guy in front of me. This is the middle of the night in Iraq.
You're driving?
Yeah. And I'm driving a 2.5-ton truck, one of the one at Rambo drove over the cop cars. So,
same one.
Yeah. Well, not that exactly.
What was that?
It was a lot older version of that and a little more heavy duty.
Yeah. He gets the newer one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course. So I hop out on the running board. My shotgun grabs the wheel. I've got the throttle cable pulled out, so we're going a little slower than the guy in front of us, and I pissed on the yellow line. We're going in the highway in Iraq.
Yeah.
Guardrails and shit. And we're just going down through the straight stretch. I'm taking a leak.
If Saddam would have known that you were pissing on his roads.
Yep. Woo-hoo! And then the next day, we were moving toward our – it was a cluster because they were armored divisions were moving so fast. Started to co-opt it here, but so we're driving in during the day and we pull over and I was like, I gotta take a dump, and there's no place to sit down. We're out in the middle of the desert, you know, flat with the road going through the middle of it. We're parked by the side of this road,
no buckets.
So somebody suggested I go around the other side of the deuce and a half and take a dump between the wheels. Cause you
deuce
kinda,
and a half?
Yeah, 2.5.
You're taking a deuce and a half.
Yeah, it was a deuce and 3/4.
Well, hey.
So anyway, I poop by the side of the road. Poop. And while I'm there, Larry Thompson, I think you guys have both met him.
I know Larry.
Yeah.
And two or three other guys are out there on the other side of my truck kind of joking about the fact that I'm pooping by the side of the road.
You're taking a deuce and a 3/4?
Yeah. Deuce and 3/4.
Oh, man.
Well, Major Jans was our executive officer.
You were having the Major Jans, let me tell you.
Yeah. Hey,
he's not
going to
get through this.
I'm going to now. So Major Jans comes by, and she's a female. She's our executive officer.
Uh-huh.
And she says, has anybody seen Specialist Wambacher? And my roommate at the time, Matt McMullen, says, ma'am, I think he's on the other side of the truck.
He was great in Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah. And when he told me this story later, he says, I think he's on the other side of the truck. And she says, and she started to walk around the truck. And he says, ma'am, I don't think you want to go over there. And then he tells me that right after he said that is when the smell wafted through.
Yeah.
And she says, ask him when he's done, ask him to come up and see me at the front of the convoy. She had a question for me or something.
I know.
So you drove her right out of there then?
Yeah, I chased her out pretty good.
Nice what job. Was the question she wanted to ask you?
I don't remember that part.
That's good. That's so
good.
He has.
It was a pretty impressive one, too, because he was eating MREs.
He shit on a dump truck tire.
A deuce and 3/4.
Deuce and 3/4. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, where were we? Sorry to co-op.
Oh, that's fine.
That's what he asked you. Have you ever shit in a dump truck?
Yeah.
And well, technically, it was a 2.5-ton cargo truck.
So when you go out on that, is every person responsible for taking their own toilet paper, or do you guys take a case of Charmin?
You just wipe sand.
I was driving that truck that had the toilet paper on it. I was in the supply.
You got the supplies.
Yeah.
All right. But when you go out on the field, though, I mean, you don't pack.
People were having quality toilet paper mailed to them. You know, everybody sent sunscreen. Everybody sent chapstick. Everybody sent... You know, soap, little hotel soaps.
But you would have to be like a camouflage color, though, right?
Only if you're pooping out in the open in your
You're going to want to take a wad with you, you know.
Oh, yeah. It comes in the MREs.
But you don't want to blow your whole wad at once.
Yeah.
Well, when you're eating MREs, you don't get a whole lot of wads. It wads you up pretty good.
You pass one softball a week.
Well, we used to call the brownies, and they actually tasted pretty good, but we used to call them butt plugs. And they
was it because you were shoving them up your butt?
No. But they plugged you up like something was shoved up your butt.
Well, that was probably intentional, right? They probably absolutely.
You poop less often.
Yeah.
But boy, when you got to go, you got to go.
The universal soldier is what they're creating there with their MREs, right?
Yeah, there's genetic.
We need soldiers that cannot poop.
Yep. Well, when I was another Iraq story, we were out in the desert, and we were set up there for.
So exactly where were you?
East of a town called Rafa, right along Tapline Road.
All right.
Which runs from the Red Sea to the Arabian Gulf. No, probably not.
Tapline Road. No. Oh, Tobacco Road.
Copperhead Road.
Yeah.
There's a lot of roads. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I have a picture. When we got done building what we call a screen latrine, which is basically a box with four toilet seats on it. You sit over holes. And then you wrap a big, long canvas thing around it so people, you know, you've got to walk around it. You got a little privacy out in the middle of the desert. There's no hills. Well, when they built the box that they put the toilet seats on, they measured to the top of the toilet seat. So whatever, I mean, it's about the height what your chair is, right?
All
right,
yeah.
But then the toilet seats we took down there with us had to be at least 3.5-4 inches thick.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
So basically think of your toilet 3.5-4 inches taller.
Mm-hmm.
I have this picture that I took right after we got done putting up the what we call the screen latrine.
Mm-hmm.
Two of my buddies got in there and they were pooping, and their feet were up off the ground. the screen latrine only comes to about 1.5 feet from the ground, maybe a foot from the ground. So I got a picture taken right directly underneath that, and you just see their feet off the ground with their pants down around their ankles.
Mm-hmm.
Just like from halfway of their up their shin down.
Uh-huh.
A really, really funny picture.
And if your camera would have been X-ray through that wood, there probably would have been a turd mid-drop.
If my camera would have been X-ray through that, I would not have taken the picture.
I know, but there probably would have been a turd mid-drop. You captured a turd mid-drop through wood in camera form.
No.
Have you ever tried to take a picture of a turd mid-drop?
That would take some.
Wait.
There would have to be some trial and error. You would have to, you know, keep trying until you got it.
Well, you've got to had to have one of those remote switches. You just hold the button down so it goes like.
Well, I could create.
And then you could set it up as a GIS.
You could make an acrylic box that was maybe about, you know, 12 inches higher onto the chair, onto the toilet seat. Rig up your camera.
Does either one of you guys got to take a shit right now?
I could use a piss break.
Okay, well, I'll just start taking pictures while you piss.
I hope you got a wide angle lens.
Oh, it's wide.
Panoramic, though.
There we go. Oh, we lost our camera. Damn it. But yeah, I'll take a picture of you guys shitting if you want.
Right. No, thank you.
Come on, man.
Do you like the Coen brothers, Dave?
Yes.
Do you like the Coen brothers, Terry?
I'm taking pictures right now.
No, we've talked in the past.
Yeah, I love
about
the Coen brothers.
We've done the Coen brothers bracket the last
and we do movies
weeks,
to
right?
go up against each other.
Uh-huh.
And in the past, the first week we did
Raising Arizona
versus Burn After Reading. Have you seen both those movies, Dave?
I have not seen Burn After Reading.
Oh, you got to see
but
it.
But I did like Raising Arizona, so I can't really vote on that one.
We unanimously picked
Burn After Reading. Yep.
But
Have you ever seen Ice Freeze Beer before?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you seen The Man Who Wasn't There? Black and White, Billy Bob.
No.
Another good one.
No Country for Old Men?
Yes. Good movie.
So you would have chose that one because you've never seen the other one.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
So we were split on that one.
I chose The Man Who Wasn't There.
Okay.
It's a good
movie. I may have if I hadn't seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I know that your brother likes it a lot. I don't know if that's going to... He's actually the one that turned me on to that movie back in the day. You know?
The man who wasn't there?
Yeah.
But today we're going to talk about two movies that are going against each other. We can... Maybe I'll find the seeds.
Seeds?
Because we're working this like a bracket.
Well, right before you got into this, you guys somehow segued into talking shit. This you guys were talking shit for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I was.
That's bullshit.
What was going on?
You guys were talking shit, and I didn't even get to flush it.
You have a drinking problem.
He's fucking spilling beer all over himself.
I've never seen beer freeze in a thing that just had ice in it.
This has got about 9 or 10, 8 empties. Okay. Not to say anybody's drunk or anything, but my nose is kind of plugged up from all the
cocaine. I've been drinking all weekend.
I know.
So just to let you know, to Dave, that we gave Big Lebowski the bye because there was only 15 movies at the time of this release.
And of all those 15 movies...
That would probably be the most...
That's
the highest user rating.
Yeah.
But Oh Brother, Where Art Thou is ranked 7th and seated 7th. And Fargo is seated 10th. Now, do you agree? Well, I guess that's the whole thing, is if you agree whether or not they're,
with the seating,
better.
If I was to rank them, I think I'd do it the other way around. But
you
I
would
can
rank
see
Fargo. So, yeah,
yes,
battling these two movies. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou was more of a kid's movie. Was it?
No. A kid's movie?
That was Ulysses.
Huh?
That was Ulysses.
It might be a movie that's more appropriate for kids than Fargo, but it's not a kid's movie, I wouldn't say.
No, it was,
a lot of the kids didn't know the way things were back then in the 30s or whenever that was filmed.
Yeah, that's true. But I just meant there's no violence.
The most thing I like about it, besides the whole movie itself, is the fact that it's based on that
Ulysses.
Story.
Yeah. Yeah. The old...
Greek god.
Greek mythology. Yeah.
That's pretty clever of those guys. But
I would say
that Fargo would be 7 and the other one would be 10 or whatever they
were. So you're picking Fargo. Fargo, the classic, of course, with Steve Buscemi.
And I can't remember.
William H. Macy,
Can't remember who it was on the show, but they said they hated Fargo. Thought it was so stupid.
On this show?
Yeah. I almost kicked them off of it.
Fucking better.
I don't remember who that was.
Yeah, I know. I'd have been mad, too.
Yeah. Every time I talk about
him.
I tell you. He was just funny looking in kind of the general way.
I do prefer Fargo myself.
He wasn't circumcised, if that's what you mean.
Yeah. So what is your choice, Dave?
Oh, Fargo.
All right. Well, Fargo, how far do you want me to go?
Hey-o! Although, the funniest...
I ain't going past first base.
I don't even play baseball. the funniest part in either movie... is when George Clooney face plants when he gets on the train, when he hops up and he starts trying to talk shit to the guys, and then the other guy fell down at the other end of the chain, and he says something, and all of a sudden he's face first and yanked out of the car. That's by far and away the funniest point, funniest second of any of either of those movies.
I'll have to rewatch that and see if I agree.
Yeah. If you got it on DVD, especially if it's in high def, and you have a good slow motion, it is fucking hilarious.
Except you can't hear the dialogue in slow motion, though.
You don't need to hear the dialogue once he
starts to go face down.
So people can go to our website and they can find the link within the episode, little synopsis, to go and put your vote in. We've had 11 votes so far.
Yeah, you should go ahead and do that there.
You should go and do the first round of voting.
So Fargo was a blam, 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 one, right? It was a skunker. They skunked him.
Don't you know?
3-0,
So we got Burn After Reading that made it through, and we got a tie.
Oh, yeah.
On the man who
I suppose
there,
that'd be a partner, eh?
Well, there's no need to
And then you got Fargo.
It's so classic when she walks up and he's like,
what?
Stump grinding his partner into the tree shredder.
Oh, yeah.
She says something witty like, I suppose that's your partner, eh?
So that's your partner there in the wood chipper.
Dude, have you guys ever seen... I don't know if we're done with this, but if we're not, we'll get to this later. But have you guys ever seen Tucker and Dale versus Evil?
No.
Dude, you guys got to watch that
really?
Movie.
That's what you were saying.
I finally watched it.
And it was
that
good?
From somebody recently.
It's funny, yes. It's kind of spoofy and campy, but it's hilarious.
So these hillbillies,
they get wrongly thought of as mass murderers just because they're so dumb hillbillies, you know. And they just, uh-huh. And then they rescue this girl, but their friends think that he kidnapped her and killed her, and then it just has an incident with a wood chipper and
ow,
pretty crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I believe you could do that.
Okay, then.
Yeah. And either we'll just keep talking.
Just take a moment there, and I hope I don't hit my headphones against the microphone like that one time when I was here before.
Shut up.
Hey, should we do a spa for a 30-pound test?
Hey, is it time for that?
Yeah.
All right. How many pound tests do you use when you go fishing?
I use 30-pound test when I eat, drink, smoke fish.
I used to always use like 8-pound test. But then I heard this new band, and they're called 30-pound test, yeah. And they have a new website.
You know why? Because it's heavy.
Yeah. It won't break under pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can catch the big old fish stories. Mm-hmm. But anyway, go to www.30poundtest.com, which is 30POUNDTEST.com. You can listen to a couple of their songs there. You can read information about them.
They got some videos.
I don't know what
you
else
can.
Is there.
Join their emailing list.
Yeah, join their emailing list, and then they'll let you know when their album's coming
they're
out.
They're opening up for, they just got done finishing last week, they played with Head P.
Yes, at the Bossa Nova Ballroom.
An awesome show, and they had a great response.
Yep.
And
not sure if they got any more shows coming up, but I know they're going to be recording
soon. Check on their website, 30poundtest.com.
And then you can probably find them on Facebook, too.
You can.
So, yeah, those guys are coming up quickly. Mm-hmm. Very nice to
see. They're easier to find than Waldo.
I had a friend who was saying he was going to go play Where's Waldo.
No, really?
Josh Finch.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him if he had red and white stripes on. He said no.
Oh, he was just going to look in the books?
He was just going out on the town, and he was seeing if anybody could find him. He was just being silly.
Oh.
And I tried to take a silly thing and make it literal and make him feel like an idiot by saying he wasn't wearing stripes, and it just kind of backfired on me. <You know. laughs> That's how that goes sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say something, but
what was the last thing you grilled?
I grilled 2 hamburgers in the middle of the day again. Just like yesterday, mm-hmm. But they were these weird cheap brand of frozen hamburgers that we got from Walmart, and they just don't even look like meat.
They don't look like meat?
No, you know how meat's usually a little reddish? Uh-huh. These are like already brown. I don't know if they're pre-cooked or what.
I would have thrown them away.
Oh, I couldn't. I paid money for them. I had to eat them.
You know, my favorite meat is Abbott and Costello Meat Frankenstein.
That is a really funny movie.
Have you watched that recently?
No.
Have you seen Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy?
No. I haven't seen any Abbott.
Have you seen Jerry Seinfeld meet Abbott and Costello?
I've seen Abbott and Costello, but when I was a kid, I used to watch it. But
have you seen Andy Dick do the old Abbott and Costello, who's on third?
No. But have you seen Jerry Seinfeld meets Abbott and Costello?
Is that a movie?
Yeah, it's kind of like a documentary. He hosts it, and he's, you know, shows clips from Abbott and Costello. I got a Hummer to that movie.
Awesome. I want to watch that and think about that.
You got a Hummer to that movie?
Yep. Abbott and Costello. I remember thinking to myself, I'm getting a blowjob, and I'm watching Abbott and Costello. Does it get any better than this?
I don't think it does.
I'm sure it probably does.
Celebrity birthdays today.
Lord, I apologize. Being them starving pygmies down there in New Guinea, amen.
Please forgive me, Lord,
please,
for I have sinned. Now, we'll see if you guys remember this guy. He was kind of a one-hit wonder. It was popular a little bit in the 80s as a new wavy kind of a thing. It's his birthday.
Harry Chapin today. Carpenter.
Chris DeBerg.
Oh, Chris DeBerg.
You know him? He was a Canadian. You don't pay the ferryman?
Don't pay the ferryman.
And the Lady in Red? Lady in Red.
No, that was Simply Red, wasn't it?
No.
It was
Chris DeBerg.
Lady in Red. No, I'm in the wrong octave there.
But anyway, it's his birthday. Yeah, he's like 62, really, not like David Lee Roth isn't. He was actually born in 1950, so he is actually 62. Last week I mistakenly said that David Lee Roth was 62, but he's only 54.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. I know. It was a whole week ago. Yeah. But Chris DeBerg was mentioned on Trailer Park Boys, which is mainly reason I included him. Plus, there weren't very many celebrity birthdays.
Chris DeBerg.
Chris DeBerg.
And Huey Lou.
And the security guard, Gary, from the mall, who was pissed at Bubbles for stealing shopping carts, was yelling. He's like, call him on your cell phone. He's like, I have to have my cell phone on all the time. You don't want to know what it's like being the head mall security guard. He goes, I miss Don't Pay the Ferryman by Chris DeBerg because I was in the lobby answering a phone call about somebody who stole shopping carts. Because Chris DeBerg was from Canada, so he's popular up there. Yeah. And if you're at a Chris DeBerg concert and he's playing Don't Pay the Ferryman, and you get a phone call, you got to take it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Bubbles is stealing shit. Yeah. And that reminds me of, there's a song, Two Coins for the Ferryman, which is by Norska. Now, what's the deal with that? Speaking of Norska, have you ever heard of that band called Acid Bath?
Mm-hmm.
Dax Riggs, singer of Acid Bath, his birthday today, too.
Nice. Happy birthday, Dax.
He's going to be 39. He's just a
happy
kid.
Happy birthday.
And a newly discovered old friend who I hadn't heard from in a while, who recently friended me on Facebook, Al. Surfer dude Al Minta.
Nice.
How do you say his name?
You should play Weird Al. Yeah. You should play Weird Al Yankovic. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Al.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Al.
And he said something on his Facebook, because you know he always says yo a lot.
Enjoy it while you
can. And so he typed out a status update which said, these Halloween cartoons are hilarious, too. And I knew he meant yo. So I put yo. And he's like, oh, you're right. My bad. And I was like, really? I was just saying, yo, what's up? Because I haven't seen you for a while. And he's like, oh, sorry, yo.
Yeah. You should play Weird Al.
It was like
out.
A yo-yo-yo. It was Come like on, we dude, were playing with yo-yo. I don't
weird.
Have him.
You don't
I
have don't Weird do Al?
Well, I could get him, but yeah, okay. I would have Never to mind. Go away from this. And I would have to choose a song at the last minute.
What's the last movie you watched, Dave?
In the theater or on TV?
Either or, whichever the last movie you watched, period. Blood. Period blood.
Nope.
Nope.
Indiana Jones, The Temple of Doom.
Cereal.
All right. Now, imagine that movie.
Okay.
But take the lead and put Carrot Top in there. Now, how's that movie?
Carrot Top.
Even worse than Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Oh, what's wrong?
What?
What's wrong with Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
I meant to do that.
Oh, man.
He knew that he
That's
was
part of my
going.
New game, the Carrot Top game, where I ask people the last movie they saw, and I put Carrot Top in there.
Well, see, the last movie I saw was that Dale and Tucker versus Evil. So,
one would you put him in?
He would have to be Dale.
What if he was Evil?
Well, the Evil.
Then
I don't
it'd
even
be
know.
Versus, it would be versus the other guys.
I don't think Evil was just like represented by what was all the killing.
Oh, it wasn't Evil Knievel?
No. But his birthday is coming up on Wednesday. So we'll
is it really?
Yeah, that's weird that you say that.
Happy birthday, Evil.
You know the ramp that he used when he tried to jump the Snake River Canyon is still there?
Oh, really?
Did
you know it was made
Twin Falls, Idaho.
Weird.
You drive across the bridge, you can see the ramp, the big old dirt ramp there.
Did you know it was made of entirely of buffalo nickels?
I heard it was made out of wooden nickels.
Oh. I don't know.
Did you know you can't roller skate in a buffalo herd?
You know what I heard?
Sheep.
Buffalo.
Ooh.
You know what I saw? Wood.
Ooh, logs.
You guys are crazy. You know what I think? No. I think there's a woodpecker in the house.
Yeah, definitely a pecker.
Oh, what's in Hans, the CD player? Can we skip the music today? That's the worst beatboxing ever. Hans, don't turn it off. Wait, don't. Hans,
come
please,
on, dude.
Leave it on.
No, Hans is going to say, dude, you should hear that on a good stereo, dude.
Yeah, I had to turn it off because it was so awesome because my boss was coming down the cubicle. Hans
is
listening
on headphones or through his speaker system.
I don't know. Hans, do you listen to our podcast through headphones or speaker system? He would have to listen in headphones.
1-800-TAG-CAST.
Probably earbuds.
We're going to have a phone line soon. We just need to get a phone.
Hey, did you guys ever see that movie called...
We already got the line. We
earbud?
Just need an old Verizon phone.
Earbud?
Airbud?
No, Earbud.
No, I watched Airbud.
No, Earbud is a new show. It's a remake of Airbud.
What?
It's just about this pair of headphones, though, that plays basketball.
Let's see. First there was Gus.
They run down the thing, and they got the each earbud is their hand, and they swish it.
We used to work with Gus, the kicking mule.
Yeah? What was her name again?
Gus. The kicking mule.
She'd be all gussied up. Okay, Han, sorry.
Oh, yeah, now I remember.
He's listening to Poison Idea, Kings of Punk.
Wow.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, Poison Idea. Okay.
What do you think I said, Poison?
Yeah, yeah.
Hans is listening to the album Idea Kings of Punk by Poison. And I'm going the opposite. Me and Hans were together.
Oh, your Kings of Leon is what you're listening
to? No, I'm listening to Cheap Trick.
Nice. Which one?
All Shook Up, which was 79. I don't have it on CD, so I have to listen to it on vinyl.
You know what I listened to today?
What? What's in Dave's CD player?
Recreation.
Nice.
Rectal what?
Recreation.
Rectal Nation.
Dose of Abuse. Yeah.
Rectal Nation.
Pandera Free.
And in my junk drawer is a Carrot Top doll with a pull string.
What does he say when you pull the string?
Look at my prop.
You pull it again, it says, "Wanna suck my prop?"
Look at my prop.
It's a little smaller since I've been taking steroids.
Look at my prop. Look at my prop.
You got to give the guy his prop,
one time at band camp.
No, you got a prop warehouse in Vegas.
Yeah, you got to give
with
the
over
props.
Like 50,000 props. I figure you just walk through there and you get a prop, right?
Look at my prop.
So, no, but seriously, I mean Carrot Top props.
I'm sure he's got a gift shop.
I'm Carrot Top. Look at my prop. So there was this lady that
come
we used to be
props.
At Oregon Country Fair when we go camping, and the 1 year, well, she hasn't been coming because she's kind of sick now, but a couple years ago though, she was all like fucked up on pills. It's like prescription pills, you know, you can get all, and she's all like, she's like, "I can't wait to get back to camp so we can take a nap."
I can't either.
But she would say
naps.
That. I love naps too, but she had a 17 year old son. Who was like, "God, that's all she says. Can't wait to get back to camp to take a nap." And then Jim's like, "Yeah, she's like one of those dolls, and you just pull the string out of the neck." And so, like, she's nodding outright. She's oblivious to anything that's going on around her. And, like, you could see when she was getting ready to say, "Man, I can't wait to get back to camp." So right before she'd say that.
You'd pull the string.
Yeah, but she couldn't see him. So they're standing behind her, and they're pulling the string. And she's like, "I can't wait to get back to camp and take a nap." And so I hope that you're not listening, Susie, because I love you dearly, honey. And I'm glad to see that you're doing better. And you and Jim stop by any time like you do. But I know you guys don't listen. But
I've been told I talk in my sleep.
I can't wait to get back to camp and take a nap.
By who? Your next door neighbor?
What do you say?
And one time I was told that I said, that I sprung out of bed and said, "I can't wait to take up so I can wake. I can't wait to wake up so I can go back to sleep.
I can't wait to get up so I can take a nap."
It's like a nurse waking you up in the middle of the night. Just, hey, wake up! You got to take your sleeping pill.
There is the anniversary of the opening of the mental hospital where the one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Kankakee,
Oregon State Hospital.
It's being, none other than Nurse Ratchet coming on to
seriously
give us some talking about it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, that's a place that didn't they find like 53
ghosts?
Not ghosts. They were urns, cremated remains that nobody had ever claimed.
Yeah.
They're like, "Oh, hey, you know what? Nobody's been in this room for 15 years.
I'll take one.
There's a bunch of dead bodies in here, or a bunch of cremated bodies in here."
Cremated.
Well,
bodies.
You know, I mean, just like the.
I would like to go check it out.
I don't know what the date is, so you might have to check it out. I just remember seeing that in the paper.
And I know you guys have probably been to this place, but it's probably been a long time. But you ever been to Hometown Furniture in Lebanon?
It's been a long time, but yeah.
Where the old Cornette was?
Well, now they've filled that place not just with the furniture that it's selling, but all of this old school like memorabilia and old cars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The guy who owns that is a collector.
So now it's out of control. They actually have... It looks, and I think it's real, they have like the front porch of the old Salem Mental Hospital. Like, it's all assembled in there and
no
everything.
Kidding.
Yeah,
oh,
I have some pictures.
Awesome.
On I got to find it on my phone because I got a picture and I want to make sure that I'm not misquoting myself, but I'm pretty sure that it says Oregon State. What was it called?
Oregon State Hospital.
Oregon State Hospital. Yeah. Not Mental Hospital, right? Just Oregon State Hospital.
Yeah. That, at least at first it was.
Yeah. It might have got... Might have got mental.
And then later on, they changed it to, they still kept the same patients and intake, but they called it Oregon State University.
Oh, zing ding ding dong. Go Beavers.
No, I think they had to lower the standards a little bit. Oh, wait, no, I thought you said University of Oregon.
Yeah.
What?
U of who?
What did the U of O graduate say to the OSU graduate? Would you like fries with that?
Oh.
Masuli say? Would you like a laptop with that?
Ooh, and a guitar that I stole from a party.
Was it a guitar or a laptop?
Both.
Who's the football player? Who's the football player that like broke into the wrong room and took a dump?
I don't know, but that was
passed out.
That was shit.
That was a football player here. Yeah.
I don't know, but you guys feeling sad at all? Because I'm going to lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, they might show boobies this episode.
All right, wait. I got trivia time.
Okay, go.
Dave, what's the name of that song?
Mr. Yakety Sax.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Boots
Randolph.
Randolph. And his brother, Boots Rudolph.
I've
dear brother.
Yep. I've been to his nightclub in Nashville,
Wasn't he
Tennessee.
A reindeer?
No, that was his brother, Rudolph. Boots Rudolph.
Boots Randolph. I've been to Boots Randolph's.
Some people call him Zach Randolph.
No, I've been to that. It's in Printer's Alley in Nashville, Tennessee.
Really?
Yep, Boots Randolph. It's his club. I didn't see him.
How can you listen to that song and not laugh when you first hear
it? You can't.
And dear brother Rudolph.
When you hear this song, there's probably either nurses or cops chasing Benny Hill around.
Yeah.
Or a lady leaning out a window and taking her bra off.
Yeah, there was like three episodes
or
where
somebody
they actually
hanging.
Showed boobs. And every time it was like, oh, geez, did you see that? Oh,
rewind.
I wish I was recording that.
I ruined many VHS tapes by.
You know, we rented a video of, when she crosses her legs.
Oh, Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct,
and
yeah.
It was all fucked up right
and
there.
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah, you could tell it had been paused there 1,000 times.
Or exactly, like if you take a VHS tape and like rewind it while you're, you know, visually rewind it and play it over and over and over again, it gets a shitty spot in it. And I was watching some old VHS tapes of movies that I'd recorded, like HBO and stuff like that, and it was The Fly, and there was a couple sex scenes in that movie with Jeff Goldblum. And now, like, I'm watching the movie, this was about 5 years ago, and I noticed where the tape's all fucked up, and then there's, like, a little bit of a nudie scene. I'm like, wait, flashback. I remember trying to rewind that, because she opened her legs just for a second, kind of like
a boob flash or something.
Pause, oh, rewind, pause, yeah. Fast forward, pat, rewind. And so anybody that watched the tape, they're like, oh, you can see where this movie got watched the most.
Yeah, and there was a movie, Ellen Barkin and...
I know that one.
It's on my tongue.
Ellen Barkin.
And
Ellen,
Fishburne.
Shut up.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah, yeah. But there's
Bad
there's,
Company.
I think so. Yeah.
Bad Company.
But they're like out on the back porch, and he's leaning back, and she goes and straddles him, and we were watching, and I said, "Hey, we just got a bush shot."
Yeah.
I remember Dan was like, "No, we don't." And Dan, you remember Dan had that huge remote control?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he
was bigger than Ozzy's.
This was when this was new.
Yeah.
And he went back and did his little rewind. Okay. Yeah. All right. And sure enough, there it was. Little beaver shot.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
We win.
You found the hidden block.
Yeah. Beaver shot.
We've got Bush. We've got Bush.
Darth Vader, played by Carrot Top. Hi.
Yeah, Darth Vader Tebowed before Tebow.
Huh?
I said Darth Vader Tebowed before Tebow.
Look at my prop.
That was Darth Vader. That took Dustin like 5 seconds. He looked at me like, what the fuck? Oh, ha 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 ha.
Well played.
I mean, yeah.
Well played.
Use
indeed.
The prop, Luke.
I don't do a very good James Earl Jones, though.
Dude, anybody sends me a picture of a prop, I'll put a Santa hat on it.
Santa Ana hat it? I get all my Santa hats made in Santa Ana, California. Made at Santa Ana Santa hats. Just for cats like you. Dustin's freaking out over there.
Hello.
And now.
You know, I saw the leg of your chair kind of. Like, you know, when I sat down, it almost. Yeah. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
What are we talking about next?
We've lost our whole train of thought. Wait, let me rewind that. Dr. Dre, it's time to operate.
Boop, boop.
Boop, dip the boop, bom, 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 bigga, bigga.
Hey, Terry.
Yep.
What is brown and rhymes with Snoop?
Shit.
Dr. Dre.
Ooh. What is brown and rhymes with Eminem?
Skittles.
Dr. Dre. That's actually a pretty good joke. Did you write that or did you read it?
No, I read it.
Okay.
Where'd you rent it from?
A couple jokes I read.
Are you going to give credit? Who'd you read it from?
On the internet. I give full credit to the internet.
So you're giving credit to Al Gore.
I'd tell you another joke. You just gave credit to Al Gore. Way the nastiest joke you ever heard.
We like the nastiest joke we've ever heard.
No, you don't.
No, seriously. This is the TagCast podcast. Apparently, you don't know where you are. Is it an abortion joke?
So I was eating pussy the other night.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I tasted horse semen. And I thought to myself, oh, grandma, so that's how you died.
Sweet. That's good. That reminds me of a new jar of stuff that I saw. It was jam, blackberry, raspberry jam, and it's called Tastes Like Grandma.
What? Tastes Like Grandma?
I saw a picture of it, and it was like they must have forgot to put grandma's. Black raspberry jam tastes like grandma.
There are people out there that know what grandma tastes like.
I was just like.
Well, your grandma, yeah.
I didn't know that horse semen tasted like blackberry jam. So speaking of comedy and comics and jokes and stuff, are you guys familiar with a lady comic named Tig Notaro?
Yes. Yeah. Very, very funny.
You know
good
that
one.
She just had a double mastectomy.
Yes, I do.
She's a double, or she's a...
She's cancer-free now. They thought it had gone into her lymph nodes. Did you hear the story about about Louis C.K.?
Louis C.K., yeah.
He released her... a stand-up thing of hers that's audio on his $5 website to raise money for her. So, like, he hadn't seen her for a while, and he saw her at it wasn't the Laugh Factory. It was one of those L.A. places, and he was going to go up, and she was going to go up, and he hadn't seen her for a while. And he said, oh, Tig, how you doing? And she's like, I have cancer, and I'm dying. And he's like,
I do to help?
Yeah, and now I'm going to go up on stage and tell everybody about it and hope that it's not a disaster. And she did go up there, and everybody's clapping. She's like, thank you very much. I have cancer. Thank you, guys. I'm dying. It's good to be here tonight. I have cancer. And then, like, I don't know how it went. I haven't bought it yet, but I heard that it's life-affirming, and it's something you got to hear. I'm almost thinking of going and buying it for $5 just because $5 I'll spend on soda this week.
And she's funny.
Yeah,
you know, she's been in some good... You know, shows recently that I saw her in, like The Office, I think, or something.
Her mom was like her number one supporter, and she just like fell down and hit her head and got dead. Her mom died. She got in a breakup from her longtime partner. Now she just had to have both of her boobs cut off. So tough times for Tig.
She was always on the comedy Death Ray, too.
Yeah.
And she had the good one robot.
Yeah.
Which you can find on Facebook.
Yeah. And she's also got Comedy Central Presents, and she was on the Sarah Silverman show as the lesbian cop. And so if anybody doesn't know about Tig Notaro, I just wanted to put the word out there. Go check her out. She's super funny. Go to louisck.com or net or whatever it is, and you can buy the audio.
$5
ain't shit.
And it's worth every penny.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then some.
I think you get 3 downloads, too, so you could share.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Very, very funny stuff. I hear her on 990, the 24/7 comedy.com.
Good one.
Yeah, I hear her on there a lot. And they have actually mentioned that. And some of the bits from that show, I think, have been played.
We should send our podcast in there and have them play it, but it's cussing. They would have to bleep it.
Where?
The radio.
What radio?
The comedy radio station here in
Mexican
town.
Radio.
Oh, 990 comedy.
AM.
Yeah.
Mexican radio.
I'm dying over here.
Is it Mexican radio?
Mexican radio.
What's
you can add? We can advertise on Mexican
wall.
How can people?
That was Wall of Voodoo, by the way.
How can people donate to our show, Terry?
There's a button of sorts that you click on with your cursor on the internet. Go to tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the donate button. It'll take you right to PayPal. And if you have a PayPal, you can send us a dollar or 50 cents or whatever you got.
Or you can advertise. We'll do like 6 episodes for $25.
Yeah.
We're doing like a little, not a telethon, but we need to pick up some advertisers. We got, of course, Complete Ag Resolution, who's always on us, and the Dixie Creek, who
will probably
most
re-up.
Of the time on us.
Yep. On us.
You know, if you got a band.
I want to be on you.
If you got a band, $5, nothing, man. Help support the show and keep it going on.
Yeah, if you don't spin it on the Tignataro DVD, spin it on us. And,
right.
Spin
on both.
We'll talk about you, and at least 30 people will hear you.
Yeah.
At least.
If not 100.
Don't let us, you know, we don't want to have to have
actually,
our
I'm one of them
removed.
Sometimes.
Actually, to be honest with you guys out there, we got picked up by Rock Out Radio and another radio affiliate who plays us every Friday out of Pennsylvania.
Hi, Pennsylvania.
We're going to play on the other one. We're going to be on Mondays.
It's an internet radio show, but it's still got live DJs. It's a radio station, but it's not on your FM dial. So go to Rock Out
here's
Radio.
Here's the TagCast podcast.
Yeah, and they just play that and the Zappa TagCast, and then he got to play a couple songs from local bands.
Yeah, I did. I we played We Have Guns and 30 Pound Test.
Yeah, nice. So, and I think they had like up to 1,500 listeners logged in one time when they were doing
it. Wow, nice.
Which is way more than listen to us here.
No, that's not We Have LA Guns.
That'd be great.
No.
Hey, did you get to that in the season 2? Did you watch all of season 2 Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Did you get to the part where they said, well, at least we have guns? Because Carl was saying that he wanted to take that sample from one of the episodes from season 2. Because they said, we have guns. So I heard that they said that. I do not know. You can also shop through Amazon if you want to buy. Christmas is coming up. I'm sure family and friends have birthdays coming up. Go to Amazon. Actually, go to tagcastpodcast.com and then click on the Amazon link. And it will take you to Amazon. You can shop business as usual. Won't cost you anything more or less. And,
or equal to.
Again, after donating to Tignataro.
Yeah. And you can, there's lots of cool things that are on our page, like the Fleshlight and maybe a Frank Zappa t-shirt or
Fleshlight
just anything.
With an E?
Fleshlight. You don't know what those are?
No.
This is a pocket pussy of today.
Yeah?
You know, like.
Looks like a mag light.
Yeah. But you just walk around fucking the shit
out
of it.
Yeah, and you can get, like, you can get lips. You can get.
And see.
There.
People like me and Dave, back when we were kids, we didn't have the luxury that we had to use like a tube sock full of liver.
Yeah.
Or a banana peel because they're easier to throw away.
And my friend and your friend.
Or an old watermelon.
Chris Castles won one. Remember? We were talking about that.
Not to cut the hole too big or too small.
We had a live podcast at the Dixie, and Chris told the story of how he won a Fleshlight for the air fucking contest.
Yeah.
Air sex. There was an air sex contest. And he was second to the guy who took the national finals. This is a serious thing. I know you're laughing, but it's air sex. So you get up there and you air fuck on stage. So he won a Fleshlight and he walked around and then he took it home and he fucked it. And then he sold it to his friend, but he told his friend that he fucked it and he cleaned it out. And the guy's all, it's cool. I'm going to clean it out anyway.
And how you clean those things is you put soap in there and fuck it. Right? How else would you clean it?
You
got to
clean it. You lick it clean.
Oh, lick it.
Actually, you take a sanitized.
Don't use dandruff shampoo.
You take a sanitized dildo and you cover it in soap and you. Just like that. And that is your lesson today on how to clean a Fleshlight.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys wanted to know that.
Don't forget, somebody has to test those out too. Like one in every 10.
Who tests the dildos, too?
They got quality assurance, right?
Inspected by number 8.
Yep.
Hey, man. That lady knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah.
So do they just have to test it and go...
But wouldn't it suck, though, when, you know...
On the side of their head.
Yeah. Or they got to, you know...
Like in the catalogs, you know? This is a facial massager.
Can you imagine, like, hearing your boss come up and say... Hey, after lunch, we need you to go down and test out that new fist.
We're going to test out the double dong.
Yeah.
Black uncircumcised. The black uncircumcised double dong. I got into some weird Netflix thing last night.
I hope those don't come off the production line before I get off.
Weird sex or something on TLC. Strange sex. This lady said she met this guy and he had his penis split down the middle like a snake's tongue all the way past the...
You've never seen that?
Oh. I don't want to even want to think about that.
No, I want to... I'm like, seeing it now in my head and I want to unsee it.
I've seen like mutilation.
Can I borrow an ice pack? I want to poke out my mind's eye.
My mind's eye.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty nasty. That's what I was talking about with that Octodog cutter. Imagine if you Octodogged it.
Man, have you seen an octodog?
What's an octodog?
You take a hot dog and you slice it both ways and it makes like four little legs and you can make it into a little guy or whatever.
Yeah, you make it look like an octopus.
Oh, okay.
Think of like an apple slicer thing, those automatic ones, but for...
Don't go all the way through.
A hot dog, yeah.
Right. And so you can arrange it like an octopus.
Raisins and whatever you want.
Yeah. Look it up on the internet, you'll find it.
Yeah, it's
octodogs,
funny.
And there's all kinds of pictures.
Imagine everything.
What is not on the internet right now?
Well...
Can you think of anything that wouldn't be on the internet?
Let's see. Blue waffle, that's on there. Twat waffle, that's on there.
Waffle two, twat.
Two girls, one cup.
Two penguins, on one cup.
I'll drink to that.
Two guys, one hole.
Oh, Dave is drinking to the two girls, one cup.
Two, four, six, eight.
And I've only seen people's reactions to it, and I don't want to see it.
I've never seen it
Tub Girl, so that's enough for me.
Tub Girl.
It's not even that bad, dude.
I've never seen that.
The one you're talking about, the hot tub
not
girl?
Not even that bad. Huh?
The hot tub girl?
No, the girl that's like doing a headstand in the tub.
You guys are gross.
I'm not going anywhere further into this. You're going to have to look it up yourself.
This just got weird.
Wow.
It's Monday and it's coming to a close and they're talking about tub sex.
I don't even know what the tub girl is.
I don't know. Just give me an ice pick because I really want to poke.
Two girls and one cup and one girl.
All I know is about the girl that shat in the hot
tub. It's worse than two girls and one cup.
Floyd, save us. Floyd. Save us, please.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Andy, I tell you.
Thank you, Floyd. Not Floyd the barber.
How's that song go?
No. Hey, tune in. Sometimes you like their page on Friday or on Facebook over at Tommy's Paint Pot. You can get free paint on Friday sometimes just for stopping over there.
Free paint Friday.
Perfect for huffing.
Yep.
Ask for the gold. It's best.
They call me Golden Face.
Yes. James Bondo. Bondo. James Bondo. All right,
James,
thanks, Dave.
Rock on.
We're hanging out all weekend.
Copperface Road.
It's Copperhead Ho.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, happy Monday, and we'll see you humping on Wednesday.
Rock on. Okay, wake me up in time for work tomorrow, will you?
Okay. I'll set the alarm for 5:30 a.m.
I'll be in the driveway.
Rock on.
Look at my prop. That's not a prop.
That's not a prop.
Look at my prop.
That's not a prop. This is a prop.
I can't wait to get back and take a nap. Got a dirty flout? Clean it up at the Brownsville Flout Wash, east of I-5, exit 216.
Get your music heard on the Sick Daddy Radio podcast. Go to sickdaddyradio.com to find out how.
The Zappa Tag Cast.
For each episode, we discuss a different Frank Zappa album, one at a time.
Find out your favorite facts about all Frank Zappa's releases
at our website, www.zappacast.com.
Off all the night, get some sleep.
TagCastPodcast.com.